الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، verily our praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek His forgiveness, and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity or ilah worthy of any type of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us and tells us, O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. Our topic for today, my brothers and sisters, is a very important topic that I have chosen for myself. I am sure that you have seen the flyer, the topic that was written on there. I have changed it just a little. Instead of speaking on the character of the Muslim as a whole, this is something that cannot be done in 30 or 40 or 50 or minutes. It should take a long period of time of study. What I wish to speak to you today about is a certain point of the character of the Muslim. And this characteristic of the Muslim is that he is always trying to survive wherever he is. I don't mean survive in a state of war and fahab, and that is it. I do not mean to survive in a society like this, and that is it. To survive in every way of life. To survive in his home, how to keep a nice home. To survive at his workplace, to survive in school, to survive in the street, to survive wherever he is. And as usual, whenever I give a talk, I like to focus my area of speaking in three or four points. Today we will focus on four main points. Therefore, our topic for today, surviving in this society. How to survive in an evil society like what we are living in today. The four points that I think are very important for any human being, wherever he is, muwahhidan billah, who says that he testifies in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he must firstly have taqwa Allah, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second point we will emphasize today is al-ilm, knowledge. The reason for having knowledge. What are its blessings? What kind of knowledge is important for every Muslim to have? The second thing, the third thing that we will focus on today is something that is a silah. It is a weapon of every muwahhid, which is at-tawbah. Repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the final line. After you have had taqwa and you know what is halal and what is haram, you will, as we will soon see, every human being will fall at some point in his time into committing sin. What is your final line of defense? It is at-tawbah, repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number four, finally, the fourth point we wish to emphasize to you today is the point of fearing the fire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. This is something you may be surprised at. Why should a person have al-khawf min al-nar? Why should you fear the fire? We will see this today, inshallah. So let us begin with taqwa Allah, and begin by stating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us certain characteristics that the people of taqwa have. He tells us in Surah Ali Imran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Be quick and earnest in the race to acquire the forgiveness of your Lord. وَجَنَّات And gardens of paradise that have جَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. The Jannah, this paradise, its width is that of the skies and of the earth. This is the reward of the person who has أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is prepared for those who have taqwa. Allah then gives us a list of what the people of taqwa have. He says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالْدَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. The people of taqwa, they have these characteristics. They are يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالْدَّرَّاءِ. They give in charity in sabilillah when they are in prosperity and when they are in adversity, when they have money in their pockets or when they do not. فِالسَّرَّاءِ وَالْدَّرَّاءِ. They give in charity in the path of Allah when they have and when they do not. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, and they are those who restrain their anger. They restrain their anger. But not just that, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Not just restrain their anger, hold back their anger, but they forgive the sins and the mistakes of other people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah surely loves those who do good, who do ihsan. Allah also comes and tells us later on, in the same ayat, he tells us, after listing these characteristics, he says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They are also those who, when they commit a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we will see, knows that we will commit sin. When they commit a sin, ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. They right away remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the hudud. They remember the limits that have been placed. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. After they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right at that moment, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا. They begin and ask the forgiveness of their Lord. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who is going to forgive any type of sin except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا هُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they will never keep committing the same sin over and over and over again, knowing that this is haram for them to commit. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Knowing that this is an evil thing for them to be doing. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ. What is their reward? Allah says, for them, their jaza, their reward, جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Gardens of paradise with rivers flowing from underneath it. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will stay in it for eternity. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. This is a fitting reward for those who did good deeds. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is from the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, that the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم told Mu'adh ibn Jabal, يا معاذ اتق الله حيثما كنت. Fear Allah wherever you are. وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها. And follow the evil deed that you commit, السيئة, with a good deed right away, and this will erase the evil deed. And this hadith, as we should know, is narrated by Imam Ahmad wa Tirmidhi, and it's made hasan, deemed hasan, by our beloved Shaykh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani. What did Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu define to us taqwa as? Qala Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and this is found in Sunan al-Darimi, he says, at-taqwa hiya. Taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is أن يطاع الله فلا يعصى. That you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you will not have the inclination to ever disobey Him. Always be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so you will never be led to disobey Allah. وأن يذكر فلا ينسى. And that you are always in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you will never forget Allah. So that you will never forget the ni'mah. As we know, if somebody begins to forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is He who has given him the ni'mah, he begins to disbelieve. This is why Luqman alayhi salam, he told his son, Ya Bunayya, he told him, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذْهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. He tells his son, Oh my son, never disbelieve in Allah, never make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for shirk is an evil way, it is an evil abode, it is ظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, an evil type of oppression. And then later on he tells him that when you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you, the next ayah he mentions, he goes, Ya Bunayya, he tells him, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِابْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. وَوَصَّى I will get back to you on the verse, inshallah. Inshallah. So that we do not stop the talk. Anyway, from the ayah, we find that in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a way of thanking Him for His ni'mah, for the ni'mah that He has given you, for the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the bounty that He has given you. Also, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he tells us, وَأَنْ يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرْ, and that you are always thanking Allah, not just remembering Allah, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His ni'mah, so that you will never disbelieve in Him, so that you will never disbelieve in Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear for us that taqwa is essential. In many places in the Quran, you will always find, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. For instance, this is from خُطْبَةِ الْحَاجَةِ. This, my brothers and sisters, is an ayah that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with other ayahs in the Quran, he would always recite this ayah along with two other verses as خُطْبَةِ الْحَاجَةِ in the beginning of his Jum'ah prayers. This is why Imam Ahmad and Imam al-Shafi'i, they both say that unless the Imam who is giving the Jum'ah prayer, the Khutbah al-Jum'ah, mentioned to the people who he is giving the Khutbah to have the fear of Allah, unless he tells them, Istaqullah, orders them, exhorts them to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his Jum'ah Khutbah is not enough. It is not accepted. This is why you see in their madahib, Imam Ahmad and al-Shafi have made this clear, that you must tell the people to fear Allah. And Imam Shafi'i goes a step further than Imam Ahmad. He says, no, you must also tell them in the beginning and in the end to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the brother, he has given us a copy of the Quran, Jazakallahu Khayran. We were mentioning to you from Surah Luqman, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنْ يَشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have given Luqman great wisdom. And we told him, أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ, give thanks, remember, thank your Lord, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if the person thanks Allah, this is goodness for himself. When you thank Allah, this is for yourself, because you will see the reward of what you are doing. And then Allah in the same ayah says, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ, and whoever disbelieves means doesn't thank. In the tafsir, if you do not thank, then this is from the disbelief. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ, then Allah is, He is غَنِيٌّ عَنْكَ, He is richer than to need of you, than your need. He does not need for you to thank Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallah khairan ya akhi. Also we see from the blessings of taqwa in Surah Al-Amthal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, O ye who believe, if you fear Allah. Listen what happens if we fear Allah. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give for you a way to judge between what is right and what is wrong. This is something that we all need. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانَ وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, not just allow you to see what is right and what is wrong. يُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from you your sins. not just remove from your sins, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and then forgive you for having committed the sins after he has already removed them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of praise and full of might unabounded. This is verse number 29 in Surah Al-Anfal. وقال فلق ابن لبيد, one of the ulama from the past, he has said, defining again for us التقوى, he says, التقوى هي أن تعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله ترجو ثواب الله. It is for a person who wishes to have taqwa. Taqwa is for a person to do good action for the reason of, while having the light of Allah, ala nurin min Allah, meaning through the right guidance, through the enlightenment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the right guidance, tarju thawab Allah, in the hope of Allah's reward. This is taqwa. This is one half of it. وهي أن تترك معصية الله على نور من الله تخشى عقاب الله. And at the same time, it is for the person to abandon making evil deeds, also through the enlightenment of Allah, through the guidance that has been given to you through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the hadith and the sunnah. على نور من الله تخشى عقاب الله, because you fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is found in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba. Now let us move on quickly to our second main point of today, which is al-ilm, knowledge of al-Islam, knowledge of this religion. And from here on in, whenever I refer to knowledge, to ilm, I am referring to al-ilm al-shara'i, the knowledge of this religion, of the shara', of the Quran and the sunnah and the sayings of the sahaba and the tabi'een and the salaf and who have come before them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only place in the Quran where he ever ordered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him for something was in Surah Taha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُلْ, and ask me, and say, رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and say, oh my Lord, increase me in knowledge. This is the only place in the Quran where you will find, you will never find in the Quran that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Allah to ask him for more wives, or for a bigger dhurriya, bigger children and heritage, or to ask him for more victory. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and say, oh my Lord, increase me in knowledge. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين, رواه البخاري ومسلم وابن ماجه. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for him any type of goodness, he will give him knowledge of this religion. He will give him an understanding of al-Islam. He will give him an understanding of the religion. وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة. In the beginning of the hadith, this is a long hadith, I will translate it bit by bit, inshaAllah. From the saying of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, that the messenger, that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, whoever travels a path where he is seeking knowledge, Allah will make an easy path for him to the Jannah. And then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَتَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتِهَا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ رِضًا بِمَا يَطْلَعُ. And the angels who are around us, they lower their wings in humility. They lower their wings to the person who is seeking knowledge for the love of what he is seeking. Because they love what you have left your house to do, meaning for today, those of us who have walked in the rain to get here, those of us who have left their home, their children, their money, their work, who have come here in order for in their niyyah, in their intention, the only thing was for them to come and maybe hear one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they will understand and implement. For them, the angels lower their wings in humility for the love of what they have come seeking. Then the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَةَ. Now let us listen to the blessings of those who are scholars. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. ومن في الأرض حتى الحيتان في الماء. And as for the person who is a scholar of this religion, العالم, he has whatever is in the sky. Whatever is in the sky, whether we know it or we do not know, whether we can see what's in it or we cannot, whatever is in the sky and whatever is in the earth, even the fish that are swimming in the ocean asking Allah for His forgiveness. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive such and such a person because he is a alim. He is a alim. And not just that. And there are other narrations where it says, حَتَّى النَّمْلَةِ, even the ant that is walking on the mountain, it is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the forgiveness of the ulama. وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ. And then the Rasul again gives us more blessings. And the blessing of a person with knowledge, of a scholar with knowledge, compared to the person with a abid, وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ فَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرْ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. The blessing of a person with knowledge to the, in comparison to a person who just worships Allah and does not seek knowledge and does not have knowledge, he is just a worshipper of Allah, is like how clear the moon is compared to the faraway stars. This is the difference in between. وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ. And verily the scholars are the inheritors or the sole inheritors of the Prophet. وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. Al-anbiya do not leave behind any form of money, whether it's a dinar or a dirham, for somebody to take his inheritance. إِنَّمَا وَرَّثُ الْعِلْمِ. The only thing they leave behind is knowledge. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ. Whoever grasps it, أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَأَثَرُ. Whoever takes this has taken something great, something very important. And this hadith is narrated by Abu Dawood and al-Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah and Ibn Hibban, and it's deemed as a hasan, حَسَّنَهُ شَيْخُ الْأَلْبَانِي in Sahih al-Targhib al-Targhib and some of his other books. And also on Safwan radiallahu anhu قال قلت يا رسول الله. He says, Safwan radiallahu anhu, he says, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متكئا على برد له أحمر. Says, I came to the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم as he was lying down on a red carpet or a red cloak, and I told him, يا رسول الله, إني جئت أطلب العلم. I have come from you seeking some knowledge. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being happy for this, he says, مَرْحَبًا بِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. Blessings and greetings for the person who has come seeking knowledge. إِنَّ طَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ. Listen again to the blessing of طَالِبُ الْعِلْمِ. إِنَّ طَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ تَحُفُّهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بِأَجْنِحَتِهَا ثُمَّ يَرْكَبُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا حَتَّى يَبْلُغُ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ مَحَبَّتِهِمْ لِمَا يَطْلُبُ. رواه الترمذي والطبراني وأحمد وهو حديث حسن. That when he came to the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was lying صلى الله عليه وسلم on a red carpet. He told him, يا رسول الله, I've come seeking knowledge from you. He told him, مرحبا. Blessings and greetings to the person who has come seeking knowledge. For the person who seeks knowledge, he has the angels encircle him with their wings. Imagine, my brothers and sisters, on your way here, if your niyya was salim, if your intention was correct that you were coming for knowledge, the angels were encircling you, hugging you with their wings. And not just that, they ride one on top of the other. يَرْكَبُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا حَتَّى يَبْلُغُ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا. Until they reach the sky of this dunya, of this earth, for the love of what you are doing. This could have been the situation of many of the brothers who are sitting with us today. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them, insha'Allah. And Sufyan al-Thawri wal-Shafi'i, both of them, both of these great ulama, Sufyan al-Thawri wal-Imam al-Shafi'i, they both have said, لَيْسَ بَعْدَ الْفَرَائِدِ شَيْئًا أَفْضَلُ مِنْ صَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ. There is absolutely nothing after fulfilling the fara'id, the fard, the wajib, the compulsory actions of al-Islam, anything more beneficial than seeking knowledge. There is nothing more beneficial for a person after completing the fara'id. He is strong in his compulsory. He is making the fara'id. Nothing is better for him to do next than to seek knowledge. طلب العلم. وقال الشافعي, as a correction to all of us, he says, ليس العلم ما حفظ. أو ليس العلم ما حفظ. إنما العلم ما نفع. Ilm, knowledge, is not something you can just memorize. It is not something you hold a textbook in front of you and you just begin to read the same line over and over and over again until you memorize this text or this isnad. No. Al-ilm is what nafa. It is what is good. It is what you implement. It is what you live with. It is what you do. وقال معاذ بن جبل معاذ رضي الله عنه, he gives us a very important piece of advice. He says, تعلم العلم. He says, acquire knowledge. He just says, acquire knowledge. Don't ask. But if you are going to ask me, he says, تعلم العلم. فإن تعلمه لله خشية. For when you seek knowledge, it is a way of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It allows you to fear Allah because you know what is halal, inshaAllah, and you will do it. InshaAllah. And you know what is haram, so you will try to stay away from it. وَطَلَبُهُ عِبَادَةً. And seeking knowledge is a ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is ibadah, it is a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمُضَارَتَتِهِ تَزْبِيحٍ. And its studying and recitation and sitting and writing and reading is a form of tasbih. Listen to how many times today we have said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Listen to how many times we said, قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said this. And we recite to you the verse, I have been getting blessings and same with you, inshaAllah. مدارسة فيه تسبيح, it is a form of تسبيح. وبذله لأهله قربة. And giving it to the people who are seeking it. Somebody is coming and asking you for knowledge and you give it to him is a way of coming closer for you to Allah. It is a way for you coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهو الأنيس في الوحدة. And it is your friend when you are lonely. Ilm is your friend when you are lonely. How many ulama? Let us look at Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. He stayed in his prison cell for how many years? What was his friend? What was his friend? I ask you. What was his friend? Al-ilm, his knowledge, his Quran that he had memorized, the hadith, the mutun that he had memorized in his head. This was his best friend in seclusion. This is what would keep him occupied in the prison. As we know, before he died, they had taken away his paper and his pen so that he could not write any more books. Imagine. Imagine to make a person feel the prison term more, they took away his paper and his pen so he could not write anymore to give nafs, to give goodness to the people who are reading his books. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ وَهُوَ الصَّاحِبُ فِي الْخُلْوَةِ. And it is your friend when you are in seclusion. The same thing. It is your friend when you are in seclusion. This was the wasiyah that Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu has given us. Let us move again quickly inshallah to the third point of today, which is at-tawbah, which is coming back and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after we commit a sin wal-ayyadu billah. May Allah save us from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nur, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. Allah says, and all of you together, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the believers come together and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you wish to attain success. If you want success, you must repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The men, the women, the children, whoever it is, you must come back and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال الله قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allah says to, meaning to the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell them, say, O my servant, tell them that I am telling them, يا عبادي, O my servant, الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ. You can still be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you commit an evil sin. So Allah says, O my servants who have transgressed against their own soul. ظَلَمُوا. They have made israf against themselves. Committed a sin. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive for you all of your sins. Meaning if you make tawbah and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is the most forgiving, most merciful. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Surah Az-Zumar, verse number 53. وقال Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله. يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه إني أتوب في اليوم 100 مرة. رواه مسلم. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O ye who believe, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an order from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. واستغفروه, and also ask for forgiveness. Because repentance, it is not just asking for forgiveness. Asking for forgiveness is part of repentance. You cannot just say, astaghfirullah, and this is repentance, as we will soon see what the requirements are. And ask Allah for forgiveness verily, personally. The Rasul is saying, myself, I ask Allah for forgiveness 100 times a day. وَهَذَا خَيْرُ الْقَلْقِ. This is the best of the created beings, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day, and in a narration in Sahih Bukhari, 70 times a day for forgiveness. So what about a person like us? وعن أنس ابن مالك رضي الله عنه قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. رواه ابن ماجه والترمذي وقال الحاكم صحيح. That Anas ibn Malik in the authentic hadith, he says that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every child or every son of Adam, every offspring of Adam will commit a sin. He will commit a sin. But the best of the sinners, the best of those who commit sins, are those who come back and repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows at some point in your life you will commit a sin. And it's even written for you that you will commit this sin at a certain moment, at a certain time. For as we see the hadith, for instance, in Sahih al-Bukhari, that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُتِبَ عَلَى ابْنِ آدَمَ حَظُّهُ مِنَ الزِّنَا. For every child of Adam, his amount of committing fornication or adultery is written. Imagine, it is already written for you that you are going to commit zina or adultery or fornication. We may say, what do you mean by this? Then the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, العينان تزنيان وزناهما النظر. Your two eyes commit zina, and their zina is looking at things. والأذنان تزنيان, and their zina is listening. Your two ears commit zina, and their zina is listening to what is haram. والفم يزني وزناه الكلام, and your mouth commit zina, and your hands commit zina, and your feet commit zina. So from this we see that it is written for us. Ever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is written for us that you will commit an evil deed, wal-ayyadu billah, at a certain time. But the best of those who sin are those who repent. Let me give you a quote, inshaAllah, from Kitab Riyadu Salihin, in order that we know what is required in Tawbah. قال الإمام النووي, this is a direct quote from Imam al-Nawawi's book Riyadu Salihin, قال العلماء. He says, the ulama say, التوبة واجبة من كل ذنب كبيره وصغيره. Tawbah, repentance, is required for any evil deed, whether it's a big one or a small one. Doesn't matter, big or small, you must commit, you must make repentance. Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain steps, and Imam al-Nawawi says that the first thing, فالتوبة لها أركان وشروط. Tawbah has requirements that must be fulfilled. He says, أولاً أن يقلع عن المعصية. That the person stops at that exact moment committing this deed. You must stop at that moment. ثانياً الندم على فعلها. That you have regret inside yourself for having committed this in the first place. You regret it inside yourself. For Al-Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الندم توبة. Nadam, regret, is توبة. It is part of the توبة. And number three, الإمام النووي says, number three, أن يعظم في نفسه أن لا يعود إليها أبدا. That he makes the intention inside his heart that he will never return to committing the same evil deed again. And this is the step, the requirement, these are the only three requirements according to Imam al-Nawawi, for somebody who committed a sin against his own self, fahas. He committed his own a sin for himself and stopped at that. He did not involve another human. He did not involve somebody else. He says, if you involve another human being, there is one more requirement. That أن يبرق من ذنب أخي. That you have to come free from the deed that you've committed against your brother or your sister. For instance, if you have made ghibah, you have backbite, You've said something that you should not have said at a certain time. Therefore, you cannot just say, okay, I will never do this again. No, you have already committed a sin against another person. So you must come now. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, there's difference amongst all of that. Let me first explain this. Whether you come and you tell the brother, Ya Akhi, I have made ghiba against you, forgive me. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah says, if you doing this is going to cause more evil, that the brother will say, how could you have done this? How could you have said this about me? You know, قاتلك الله, how could you have said this? May Allah, and then you ruin your friendship, then you should not tell the person that you have made ghiba. You should not tell him that you have backbited. But what you should do, according to Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, is that you return in the same majlis to the same person that you told this evil deed, that you come back and you say something equally nice, in order to free yourself from this evil deed. And this is the fourth requirement, that you somehow try to free yourself from having committed an evil deed. وَالْعَيَابُ بِاللَّهِ. So you free yourself from the deed of involving your brother or your sister in the dhulm to yourself. And finally, I can see your faces, inshaAllah, subhanAllah. The heat is probably getting to you at this moment as it is getting to me. Our last point, and this is actually a fitting atmosphere for what we are going to speak to you finally about, which is al-khawf min al-nar, fearing the fire. We are all here sweating, inshaAllah, or we are all, you know, not sitting comfortably. But let us just think about the fire. Let us know, for example, first, that the people in the fire, their drink, what they drink in itself is fire. Imagine. The people living in the fire, what they drink is fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُومِ or the food of the people of the fire is fire. What they eat is fire. إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُومِ طَعَامُ الْأَثِيمِ كَالْمُغْلِ يَغْلِي فِي الْبُطُونِ كَغَلْيِ الْحَمِيمِ خُذُوهُ فَاعْتِلُوهُ إِلَى سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ ثُمَّ صُبُّوا فَوْقَ رَأْصِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْحَمِيمِ ذُقْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily the tree of Zakum, this is a tree that is planted in the fire, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, this is the food of the people of the fire. It will be the food of those who have committed sins. It is like boiling oil. شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُومِ, it is like boiling oil for the person who eats it. You are already in the fire. And what you are eating inside yourself is fire. Boiling oil. It will boil in their bellies like the boiling of scalding water. It will be said, an order will be given, خُذُو, seize him, grab him. You will obviously be trying to get away. وَعَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ, where are you going to be going? You're in Jahannam, وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, where are you going to go? Seize him, خُذُو, one word, خُذُوهُ فَعْتِلُوهُ, two words, seize him, and after you seize him, drag him into the blazing fire. Drag him through it. Put him in it. Then pour over his head, not just that, not just drag him and put him in the fire, pour over his head the torment of boiling water. Taste the punishment. Because in the dunya you tried to act like you were the mighty and the generous. The food of the people of the fire is fire. The drink, the water of the people that they will drink in the fire is fire in itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَيُسْقَى مِنْ مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيظٌ. Surah Ibrahim, in front of every arrogant person is hell. He'll be laid out in front of you. He will be made to drink from boiling, festering water. This is your drink. And obviously you will not try to drink it. When you see it boiling and festering in front of you, you will not try to drink it. So Allah says, يَتَجَرَّعُهُ لَا يَكَادُ يُصِيهُ. He will try to sip it, little by little. وَالْعَيَابُ بِاللَّهِ. as if lessening the effect on himself. He will try to sip it unwillingly, and he will find great difficulty in swallowing it. And death will come to him. He will be wishing for death. Death will come to him from every angle. من كل مكان. From everywhere death will come to him, and he will not be left alone to die. He will not have the ability to just sit down and say, okay, I am ready to go. وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Death will come to him from every angle. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتْ. And he will not be left to die. And still in front of him is a great torment that is still waiting. And know for a full fact, after hearing that the food and the drink of the people of fire is fire, know that the clothing, what you wear in the fire, in itself is fire. هَذَانِ خَصْمَانِ اخْتَصَمُوا فِي رَبِّهِمْ فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قُطِّعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِّن نَارٍ يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُؤُوسِهِمْ الْحَمِيمِ يُصْهَرُ بِهِ مَا فِي بُطُونِهِمْ وَالْجُلُودِ وَلَهُمْ مَقَامِعُ مِنْ حَدِيدٍ كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها من غم أعيدوا فيها وذوقوا عذاب الحريق. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hajj, explaining to us two groups of people will be disputing with one another. هذان خصمان, two types of people, meaning the believers and the disbelievers, will be disputing with each other about Allah. For the people who disbelieved, listen to their punishment. Garments, clothing made of fire will be sewn, will be tailored for them, will be made to fit their size. Your clothing in the fire, wal'ayadu billah, may Allah save us from it, it will be a perfect size. They will have a perfect size made for them. And boiling water will be poured over their heads. With it will vanish away what is in their belly. The water will be poured on your head, what is in your stomach will vanish, and so will your skin, and so will the skin. And for them are hooked rods of iron. For them, for these people, the kuffar in the fire, are hooked rods of iron as a punishment for them. Every time they try to ask for help or get away from the pain and the anguish they will be in, they will be driven back. When they try to get away or ask for help, وَنَادَوْا يَا مَالِكُ, they will ask Malik, who is the chief angel of the people of the fire, is the one who is in control in the fire. They will ask him, يَا مَالِكُ, save us, لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّ. He will tell them, stay as you wish. And his answer will come after a very long time. They will be driven back for more punishment. And it will be said to them, taste the torment and the pain and the suffering of being burned. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from any of these groups of people, whether it is to drink or eat or to wear the clothing of the people of the fire. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.